Welcome to Improve Your Voice, aka Vocabilities.com. My name is Darren McStay, and today is the first episode of a new series of episodes, which is called Darren Discloses. I'm Darren, in case you didn't know, and I'm going to disclose answers to some of the questions you've been posing on my channel. There seems to be different sets of questions which often fall under the same umbrella, and I want to address them as much as I can and answer all your questions. And I've realised that I'm typing out the same answers quite often. And then I thought, well, if everyone's asking these questions, why don't I just answer them here? So that's what this is going to be. This is going to be Darren Discloses. I'm Darren McStay, and so the question that I'd like to answer today is, how long do I need to do these exercises to get a better voice? For those that are new to my channel, I've got well over 100 videos now, and they're all aimed at improving your voice. If you already know who I am and you've been around this channel for a while, then you've probably seen a lot of these videos and you might have noticed the way that I try to help you improve your voice and better your communication skills. So when someone poses the question, how long do I need to practice or to train in order to improve my voice, is completely subjective. It's really up to you. But I needed to explain one clear thing to everyone right now before they ever think of asking this question about anything ever again. Let's consider the voice, and I've said this many times, but let's consider now the voice as a physical thing. Your body is your instrument. It is a physical thing and it needs air in order to produce sound. So considering that the body is and the voice is created through muscle, tissue, bone, fascia, and everything that your body is made up of, muscle being a very, you know, strong contributing factor to this, we must think that, well, if it's muscle doing the work, and if we're moving muscles around to create our voice, would it be possible that we're training muscle in order to better our voice? Or would it be that we're learning to relax muscle in order to better our voice? Or would it be that we're training our muscle to be more dexterous and have different or new memories for it, enabling it to work in a better, more efficient way? Yes. So, let's just say, for example, we weren't speakers and our voice wasn't what we were interested in. And we were weightlifters. Now, or maybe Olympic weightlifters. So my job would be to try and reach a heavier weight. Okay, I can lift 80 kilo and I want to lift 100. What would I need to do in order to get to that 100? Well, I'd need to practice and I'd need to keep lifting more weights. If I stopped, my muscle would decline and it would stop being so effective, and it'd take me longer to get back up to the level I was if I was then to train to get further. It's like marathon runners. They take a long time to train to get to a full marathon, and they don't just run marathons in order to train to run marathons. They have to strengthen their legs. They have to strengthen their back. They have to make sure that they're limber and flexible enough for their muscles to adapt and grow, and then so they can get further and further and last longer and have more endurance for their sport. It's like anything. If the body's involved, there's some kind of muscle at work that can be trained in order to better it. And it's no different with the voice. If you want to know how long you need to practice, forever. That's how long. As long as you want to better your voice, if you're at a place where your voice isn't where you want it to be, you're going to train until you get it to that point. And if you want to maintain it, then there's maintenance training in order to keep it at that place. There's no easy way out. If you're speaking a lot, then you've got a bit of an edge over those who are not. However, you can pick up bad habits and you can have bad postural habits and bad habits that will affect your voice negatively later on further down the road. So you can be speaking, but you can be speaking in a way that's not offering longevity to your voice. And that's not good. So training your voice, making sure you warm up, making sure you have some exercises to keep your muscles not necessarily growing, but at least limber and at least ready and flexible and dynamic. This is going to help you maintain a better voice for a longer period of time and promote vocal health. So, how long do I need to train for? As long as you think you need, but remember, you're an athlete now. If you're a speaker, you're training like an athlete. It's muscle you're working, and in order to get more results, you need to train like an athlete? That was my first question answered for Darren Discloses. I hope it was fun and maybe you got something out of it. Maybe some of you actually didn't know some of that information and that listening to that has been useful. All right, so I'm going to go now. I'll see you in the next video. I'm going to do a whole bunch of different things, reviews, disclosures. I've got my McStay's Methods of Mastery coming up as well. So stay tuned, make sure you subscribe and click that notifications bell. And please, if you do have any questions, you can throw them in the bottom below here in the comments and I will get back to you. Maybe I'll do a video about it. All right, see you next time. My name is Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, aka vocabilities.com, and I will see you next time. Until then, look after your voice.